When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.
Utilities Regulatory Commission set for showdown talks with key power sector players over malfunctioning cars waterfall mechanism after shock resignation of ECG managing director. We have details as VRA senior staff attempt to block independent power producers from assessing increased monthly payment on the cash waterfall mechanism.
The money that is reserved for the IPPs in the category A, we've seen letters or recited letters that is saying that this $45 million is going to be increased or should be increased to $59.5 million.
Plus, the latest on the shutdown of the Awomaso power plant in Kumasi, touted by the government as a solution to the persistent power challenges in the Ashanti region.
People are not being truthful and not being fair as far as the management of the pipeline is concerned. Yes, because of that, we are having challenges.
We have all of that. And also recently, you've seen some power outages in your area. I mean, the Ghana Gas has been blamed as a cause for this. What is the update? We'll be finding out for you here on Top Story. Do stay with us. Tonight, the Public Utilities Workers, the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission is set for showdown talks with power sector players as they seek to review the cash waterfall mechanism, which is currently malfunctioning in their opinion. The commission is thus asking key stakeholders in the sector for suggestions. These were contained in a letter to the Presidency, Ministries of Energy, Finance and Public Enterprises, as well as other key players in the energy value chain. My colleague James Avergy is with me in studio with details of that letter. James, first of all, what are the challenges that the PRC says it has identified?
Well, Brace, according to the release from the Public Utility Regulatory Commission, they identify revenue collection, the gap in revenue collection, as one of the major challenges. They say the Electricity Company of Ghana was expected to collect a minimum of 1 billion Ghana cedis per month over a 6-month period as a benchmark for revenue generation. Per what we know, this benchmark has not been met by the Electricity Company of Ghana. For instance, tier A allocation monthly fixed payment of some $34 million to tier A IPPs, as well as tier B, which is a net of the ECG collection after the monthly fixed payment to the tier A to be shared among other beneficiaries. All of that, we know that the ECG has not been able to meet those allocations over the period. Now, there is, if you look on that as well, there is some increase in collection rate MOF to provide $11 million to ECG to complete it, knowing customer project, which was undertaken by the ECG. The ECG again is expected to increase its monthly collection under that project to some 1.4 billion Ghana cedis, thereby strengthening the revenue base for sector-wide disbursement after completion of the Know Your Customer project. Now, they broke down the performance of the Electricity Company of Ghana, the revenues they've collected, minimum collection per government directive.
For a month,
exactly.
I mean, per the cash water for mechanism.
Exactly.
Was supposed to be 1 billion.
Exactly. For instance, if you take August 2023, they were supposed to collect a minimum of 1 billion. The ECG has declared through the cash waterfall mechanism to some 801 million Ghana cedis, leaving about 198 million Ghana cedis that has not been fulfilled, about some 19.89%. Running down through to June 2024, all of this variance that they have not been collected run to some 1.4 billion Ghana cedis, which is the change or the variation in revenue that the ECG has not been able to collect according to the cash waterfall mechanism. So those are some of the challenges they pointed out as far as revenue collection is concerned.
Now let's talk about the PRC, which citing certain challenges that have affected the implementation of the cash waterfall mechanism.
So one is the exchange rate discrepancies. Now the ECG has raised concerns regarding exchange rate disparities between the Bank of Ghana rate used by the commission to calculate tariffs. ECG has indicated that it buys most of the fuel and all of them in dollar denominated currency higher than the BOG rate. This creates a deficit which has to be paid for. Now the Ministry of Finance fuel payment also has some issues. They said the MOF has indicated that in addition to Sankofa, it is covering the fuel cost of Jubilee as well. Now, this extended commitment has impacted their ability to consistently meet the $10 million monthly top-up obligations under the cash waterfall mechanism. So the Ministry of Finance, which was supposed to provide some liquidation to the Electricity Company of Ghana, at least $10 million a month, has also been not been able to meet those target. Now, the payment to Tier A and allocations under that category has been between 20 to 45% of their invoices, which cannot cover the administrative and staff costs. And so that's what the ECG has been able to meet over the period, which is a challenge to the power generators as well.
Now, so here you can see PRC saying that revenue disbursed to the Tier B category, and Tier B category involves the Grid Co, the VRA, the buoys, and all of the SOEs there. You know, that
who are supposed to get some percentage from the cash waterfall revenue. Exactly.
Now they say that if you look at how much they have to get, they've only been getting 20 to 45% of their invoices, which cannot even cover those entities, the administrative and staff cost. Quite an issue that has to be dealt.
Exactly. Where they are actually coming up with some recommendations. In view of what we've seen above, they say that the adequacy and fairness of the current assumptions underpinning, let me take it from the up there. In view of the above, the PURC is requesting key stakeholders, including utilities and relevant government bodies, to provide suggestions on the following areas. Mm-hmm. One, the adequacy and fairness of the current assumptions underpinning the cash waterfall mechanism, challenges encountered in implementing the CWM, particularly with respect to exchange rate discrepancies and revenue collections, recommendations on improving the mechanism to ensure it remain responsive to sector demands and financial realities. And finally, the impact of Ministry of Finance's expanded fuel cost obligations on the liquidity and financial health of the energy sector. Mm. And they say that they kindly request that submissions should reach the commission by close of work on Monday, September 30, which is just next week, mm-hmm. 2024.
Mm. So these are what the PRC is requesting the stakeholders in the energy sector to bring their suggestions on. These 4 points, the adequacy and fairness of the current assumption underpinning the cash waterfall mechanism, challenges encountered in implementing the cash waterfall mechanism, recommendations on improving the mechanism to ensure it remains responsive to sector demands and financial realities, and the impact of the Ministry of Finance's expanded fuel cost obligations on the liquidity.
Which the PURC thinks will be very relevant to finding solution to the problem we have encountered over the period.
We understand that already they've started receiving some recommendations from the stakeholders. We'll be watching the space to see what the PURC will come out with. But already, the voluntary authorities, senior staff, are raising concerns over demands from the independent power producers for an increase in their monthly payment under the cash waterfall mechanism from $45 to $59 million. The authority says the demand, if approved by government, will have serious financial implications for the authority, as well as GRIDCO and BUI National Treasury. With the VRA Senior Staff Association, Jerry Nelson Nete says the public power entities will be worse off if steps are not taken to fix the issues with the mechanism.
The major challenge in there.
I wonder how this is affecting.
It's mismanagement of the cash
waterfall mechanism
within that sector. Look, the money that is reserved for the IPPs in the category A or tier one group, we've seen letters or recited letters that is saying that this $45 million is going to be increased, or should be increased, to $59.5 million.
Right.
Dollars. I mean, how that in today's even foreign exchange is around 960 million Ghana cedis. ECG does not collect in a month.
But ECG is under this mechanism, it's supposed to collect 1 billion Ghana cedis.
Yes.
So if what you are saying is should be the yastic,
yes,
then clearly the category A will take everything.
There's nothing.
And there'll be nothing left for GRIDCO, VRA, and BUI. The reason why We are picking information. We, for example, in the yes. GRIDCO, for example, find it difficult sometimes to even pay salaries on time. What is the story with VRA?
VRA is suffering same. The only relief sometimes we get is that we have, as he mentioned, NETCO, where we sell power to, from the Bronga Hafo areas all the way to the north, the Mali, Boga area, Boku area. So it helps a little bit with liquidity. But other than that,
what about export of power?
Yes, we do some exports. You know, remember the president
there was a directive when we were having the power issues that we should
come down, and then as such we have reduced our exports, but some little exports do go. There is some conversation too in there where we know independent power producers who are also interested in the export market. But I always ask that, okay, why did the IPPs come into being? Why did they come into Ghana? They came into Ghana to help the energy sector. So how come they want to stay in Ghana, use Ghana's gas, generate and sell to some other people outside the country? That is a question for us all within the sector and then the industry to really digest, think through, and find solutions to some of these.
Well, another interesting development in the energy sector here in this country is a shutdown of the Kumasi 1 thermal power plant, which was commissioned by President Akufo-Addo in April of this year. With a total installed capacity of 150 megawatts, the plant, which is situated in Awomaso, marked a significant milestone in the government's effort to ensure sustainable electricity supply, particularly in the Ashanti region and the northern part of the country. Listen to the president speak at this commissioning.
This power project is the first in Kumasi and by extension in the Ashanti region. It is very significant as it will improve the delivery of electricity to the middle and northern belts of the country. The project is further confirmation, if any was needed, of my government's resolve to ensure that all parts of the country have the necessary infrastructure for development. It is in support of our determination to enhancing economic growth and social progress throughout Ghana. Ladies and gentlemen, in the course of the last 7 years, my government has had the opportunity to translate promises and assurances into result-orientated projects, especially as the Ghanaian people have in clear absolute terms demanded results that would transform the country for all. One such commitment is the delivery of affordable and reliable electricity to drive our nation's industrialization agenda and position Ghana to become a net exporter of electricity in the ECOWAS region. Our national electrification rate of 88.8% is one of the highest on the continent, and the goal is to have full electricity access by the end of this year. In the areas of power generation, transmission and distribution, our government has made and continues to make significant investments towards the provision of reliable and competitively priced electricity to assure economic growth. This is part of our commitment to realizing the 2030 United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. The challenges that the people of Ashanti and indeed of other parts of the country have had to endure in very recent times over the supply of power. And I can only thank you for the patience you have exhibited in the face of these challenges. Ladies and gentlemen, the presence of this project in the Ashanti region and the improved electricity supply it will provide implies that we must promote even further the industrialization of our country. I invite domestic and foreign investors to invest by putting up viable commercial structures that will utilize the resources within the middle and northern belts to accelerate the growth and development of the country.
Well, 5 months on from this commissioning, the plant has been shut down due to inadequate supply of gas. National Treasurer of the VRA Senior Staff Association, Jerry Nelson Nettie, is blaming what he calls greed and selfishness for the shutdown.
It's suffering same, the gas. I mean, the gas.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.
Challenges that we are having, but as I told you earlier on, it's supposed to work. We are supposed to have gas. Mm-hmm. It's with even the challenges that the our master plan is supposed to work, but because of selfishness, because of some individuals who are within the system, if you know the kind of arrangement with a gas pipeline that is moving from the west all the way to Kumasi, you would understand what I'm saying. People are not being truthful and not being fair as far as the management of the pipeline is concerned. Yes, because of that, we are having challenges. Yes, without constant supply, the plant will not. Because it was just shut down, I think, September 20th. Yeah. Just September 20th. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that there is gas in the pipeline, it's so wet, but those who claim they operate that pipeline have
questions to answer.
There is one of the IPPs that is currently an operator of a gas pipeline. It's a generator. It's getting, very cheap prices for Ghana's gas as against what all the other players pay.
Well, Top Story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies and Holy Insecticide Spray and Quail. Enjoy a holy sleep. Now, let's bring in Dr. Nidakwa Santi. He's former board member of the PRC. Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, first of all, we must deal with the issue of under-collection of revenue by the ECG because, according to the PRC, the total collection by ECG from August 2023 to June 2024 fell short by 1.44 billion cedis, representing an overall percentage variance of 13.13%. With a new MD and a fairly new board, what do you think must be the focus in terms of trying to reduce such under recoveries? Unfortunately, we'll try and raise Dr. Nidakwa Asante back on the line so we can have this chat with him. Would really want to understand. But let me try and, because recently one thing that we've also been dealing with in this country has been power outages in parts of the country, so I'm told that we have Dr. Nidakwa Asante back on the line. Doc, so I was trying to find out from you that with the ECG getting a new MD and a fairly new board, what do you think must be the focus in terms of trying to reduce such under recoveries as has been reported?
Good evening and good evening to your listeners. Basically, it's the simple thing of collecting the money that we need to pay for the bills in the sector. So it means going out to make sure that those they are selling power to are paying for the power they receive, and making sure that they increase their collection from the around 49-48% of the money they should be getting. So anything other than that is not going to solve the problem.
Well, PLC wants to, review certain parameters with a cash waterfall mechanism to ensure that it becomes fair for all the players in there. What do you think of the, your view of these parameters that PRC is set to review, because you've been on the board before?
So when it comes to the cash waterfall, let's look at it in very simple terms. You are selling bread. It costs you 100 cedis to bake the bread. And somehow you are selling it. And when you've done everything, the money you collect is 40 cedis. No matter how you share it, how much you pay the flour people who supply you flour, the margarine people who supply you margarine, your water, your electricity, you will not have enough to pay everybody because your cost is 100 and you're only collecting 40. We can change the formula. We can play with the formula. The money is not enough. The main reason why the cash waterfall came in was in recognition that the money was not enough and that ECG was holding an unfair proportion of the revenue such that ECG was comfortable and everybody else in the sector was struggling. And that was the case for at least, the last 10 years that I've been involved in the energy sector. That has been the case. The cash waterfall was meant to solve that problem, not to ensure that everybody gets fully paid, but that the little money that is collected is shared fairly with everybody, meaning that everybody will suffer, but everybody will suffer the same. Not that some are feasting while others are fasting, which has been the situation in the past. So yes, you can argue about the fairness of the formula, but the biggest change that the cash waterfall brought is that ECG was not able to keep as much money as it wanted. And of course, once you bring the cash waterfall in and they are used to living in a certain way and now the money is not coming, they will be dissatisfied. It was obvious it was going to happen. We knew it was going to happen. But when it happened, to be frank, the sector buckled and gave in to ECG. And that is where we are now. We have tried changing the formula, playing around with it. The money is not enough. That is where we should focus our attention. Why is ECG not collecting what it is due? They blame everybody but themselves. This is the time to hold ECG accountable. This is the job you do. Every distribution company in the world has the same job. Why is it that you alone, you can't do it? Tell us.
Now, so is it a case that if you look at the fact that the minimum collection amount per government directive, according to the cash waterfall mechanism, they were supposed to do 1 billion, but they were reporting 801, 852 million, 820 billion, and all of that. Does this represent exactly what they collect, or there could be some withholdings with ECG itself?
Well, there's been a widespread suspicion that ECG was gaming the figures. So what they reported was not exactly what they were collecting. What they are collecting is not enough. But to make matters worse, there's strong suspicion that what they declared was not even the full amount that they were collecting.
But if that is the case, and we want to deal with the cash waterfall mechanism, the focus then should be on getting ECG to do full reporting on exactly how much it collects, isn't it?
That is absolutely right. And if you recall, some time back, there was supposed to be an audit by, I think it was KPMG or one of these auditing firms. And the report showed that ECG was not fully honest or accurate with its reporting. Since then, I think it's become even more clear that that is the case. But at the end of the day, ECG management is appointed by somebody. If that somebody is happy with their performance and does not sanction them for the bad behavior, they will continue that bad behavior. It's quite simple.
So the solution lies with the appointer, not with anyone else?
In terms of, you ask somebody you have appointed to do A, he doesn't do it, he does B. If you are still happy with it, why would he do the A that you are asking to do?
Okay. Now, PRC says it is asking stakeholders to bring recommendations in terms of the adequacy and fairness of the current assumptions underpinning the cash waterfall mechanism, challenges encountered in implementing the cash waterfall mechanism, the recommendation on improving the mechanism to ensure it remains responsive to sector demands and financial realities, and the impact of the Ministry of Finance's expanded fuel cost obligation. Is this the way to go?
I mean, they are all good things to be done, but to be honest, I think PRC themselves know the answers to these questions. There may be some details which are a little unclear, but the basic facts, you have already talked about it. They are collecting some money, they are hiding some of it, and we are allowing them to do it. That has to stop. They are not collecting enough. That is the fundamental issue. Like I said, if you have insufficient funds and you are sharing it, nobody will be happy. We can play games as to who should starve more or who should miss meals or who shouldn't eat. But fundamentally, the issue is clear. The IPP says if you don't pay us, we'll stop generating. Gridco says if you don't pay us, the grid will mess up. VRA says if you don't pay us, we'll not be able to supply power. All of them are true. We just need to collect more money. And the longer we wait forming committees and discussing things, let's get to the root cause. Why is ECG selling 100 CDs worth of power and at the end of the day collecting only 40 CDs? That is where we have to focus our attention. Nothing else is as critically important as that. There may be useful things to be done, but until we address this, which, to be honest, we knew at least 4 years ago, 4 years have passed, we still not address this issue.
In the current dispensation, must we agree to the demands by IPPs for an increase in their monthly payment under the mechanism?
Well, everybody wants more money. I'm not really into a question of who should get more so that somebody gets less. We have a formula. It's far from perfect. The key thing is to increase the amount of money coming into the pot. That is where we should all focus our attention. And for us in the general public, we all know maybe you have a friend or a neighbor who has bypassed the meter or has put his air conditioners direct. All of that is what translates into ECG not getting enough money. Some of us know, oh, if somebody has a friend who works at ECG who has done some connection for him. All of these contributes. We must all come clean. We're all part of the problem. But at the end of the day, those in charge must hold those people who, well, let me say, those who are responsible for appointing should hold those they have appointed accountable for their failure.
Okay. So that's Dr. Nida Kwasanti, a former board member of PRC. But let's talk about the current power outages, and which has been attributed to a lack of gas availability from Ghana Gas. Let's speak to head of communications at Ghana Gas, Ernest Osubempa. So Ernest, what's the status of gas supply at Ghana Gas now?
Hello.
Ernest, thanks for speaking to us. I want to understand the status of gas supply at Ghana Gas currently.
Thanks for having me, Kojo. At the moment, we're flowing 40 million scarves, and the engineers working round the clock to increase it. So at the moment, we had some challenges. I mean, a couple of days ago, Wednesday peak hours, we had some challenges, what we call equipment failure, and we tried to restart. The engineers tried to restart the plant back and restore the plant back to normalcy, and we're working round the clock to get to the level of production, which is 90 million scarves within the weekend or maybe probably next week.
So will we see an improvement tonight in power supply?
Yes, of course. I mean, our duty is to make sure that we do processing and transportation of lean gas for power generation, and that's our job. So that's exactly what we're doing. And the plant tripped, as I'm telling you, that we had equipment challenge, and we restarted the gas processing plant, and we're getting back to normalcy for gas processing and transportation. That's what we're doing at the moment.
Ernest, I'm grateful to you for joining us. Ernest Osubempa is the head of communications at Ghana Gas. Coming up next, here is Ghana Connect.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.